This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E. It's so exciting every time I get the opportunity to reconnect with everyone and give such great tips about running your business and managing your businesses and your personal finances all at the same time. This is really, really exciting. So, you know, one of the things that we say here at Coach Talk, or I say, is that this is the premier destination for business and finance tips, and that you don't just get me, but you get my team of experts that I bring. So today's show, I have one of my experts with me. She is a branding specialist, and I'm excited to introduce her. You're going to learn so much today just from our conversation. And look, if you have questions, even after listening to the show, make sure you shoot an email over to the show at coachtalksshow@gmail.com. Again, that's Coach Talks with an S, show@gmail.com. We want to know your questions, and I'll get them right over to Tiffany. So when she comes back on our future episodes, or she may, you never know, she might even reach out to you prior to the next episode to answer your question. So definitely don't sit there if you are a business owner and you have some branding questions or some things you've been struggling with. This is the show. This is the show you've been waiting for. And don't forget, send your questions over to Coach Talks with an S, show@gmail.com. Okay, now that we got that out the way, I want to bring everyone's attention to our guest this episode. I keep wanting to say week, but I have to adjust to there's a change in town here. So, and our new home, thank you, because I almost forgot. Our new home. Here at Harp Sound Radio. Yes, Harp Sound Radio is our new home. We've always been an HME production, which is a Harp Sound Media and Entertainment production, but now Harp's HME has its own radio station. So better fit it to put Coach Talk on that station. So now we done got that out the way. I'm excited that we can begin our new journey with Tiffany Joy Green. Welcome.
Thank you. And I gotta say, diffuse some harp sound after you say that.
Say that one more time.
Oh no, I think we need to cue some harp sound, like harp music, when you say harp sound radio, right?
Okay, next up. Episodes. Look, I'm write notes, get some heart music.
It bolsters the brand.
Which is so peaceful and relaxing. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh man, Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Yes. So I'm Tiffany Joy Green. I have been in the branding, marketing, communications, strategy space for public relations as well for over 20 years. And I started my own consulting business in 2000 and I have to think about it, 10. And it came to me. I didn't seek it out. I had left a position because too many hours, I would never see my babies. So I had left that position. And the day after I resigned, I got my first client. So it worked out quite well. And what I realize about my background is when you say branding, right, what do most people think about when they think about branding? They think about logo. They think about colors. They think about tagline. They might think a jingle. They might even think a mascot, right? But then that's kind of where it ends. That's what they think about when they think about a brand. But the reality is a brand is not, that's a component. That's a facet of branding. So a brand is your purpose and your why. So a brand is not something that lives within your marketing department for only them to worry about. It's not the brand guide that your advertisers and your marketing folks and all that, aren't the only ones who have to worry about it. It is literally every single person within an organization must represent the brand. Every touch point somebody has with a brand, because the brand, again, is what speaks to purpose. And who do you think has a very strong brand purpose?
Nike. So what I think about is Nike. You know exactly that they're an athletic company. They're every in all kinds of sports. And it's all about the athlete.
That is correct. But did you know, so Nike's trying to, so that's immediately, and that's because that's how their branding initially evolved. But you know, Nike's trying to make it be like everybody's an athlete. So everybody can exercise, everybody can be healthy. So they're trying to transition their brand, right?
Wow.
So how do you do that? What have you noticed about the Nike commercials in order to transform that brand? We remember back in the day, who would you always see in a Nike commercial? Michael Jordan?
I was going to say some basketball player. Normally it was a basketball player, whether it was Jordan, but it was a basketball player.
Yes. Now you watch a Nike commercial, who do you see?
I see track stars. I see
all kinds of people. Yeah. All ages. Anybody who is doing something active, right? So it could be the aspiring athlete. It could just be the person who loves doing 10Ks. You know, it's not their job, but it's their hobby. So Nike is really trying to transition their brand into something that's not just, it's not just for the athlete. It's for those who care about exercise and being the best that they can be.
Wow. So I'm happy we're opening up just talking initially about the overall brand, because I've worked with clients as a business coach that really, number one, didn't understand their brand, didn't even had no clue about a brand when coming out. So their brand kind of became and they were like, what do I do? Because this is now talking to you. This is not what I really wanted to represent in the marketplace. How do I transition that? So is there, and I know everybody's situation is different, but if somebody is listening right now, what is, and you don't have to go into detail, but just, you know, a generic way or something that they could start thinking about in order to make that transition.
So the first step you always have to do when you're thinking about your brand, whether or not you're at the first, you know, you haven't even created a business yet, or if you're 10 years in and you're like, wow, I never really planned my brand. I just let this thing organically happen. And man, I'm really not digging the direction it's going. The first thing you always have to ask yourself is, what is your purpose? Why are you doing what you're doing to begin with? That's where your brand begins. And it is, in essence, what it represents with, because you know, we talk about target markets, we talk about buyer personas, and we say, well, those are the people we're speaking to. And you say, well, that's because these people need my products or these people need my services. And I'll say, yeah, but that's not really the thing that's going to draw them. The thing that's going to draw them is purpose alignment. If your purpose aligns with their purpose, now you have buyers. And if you follow branding, marketing, all this, what is the thing you really want to create is community. Your leading a community of sorts, right? So Nike has a community. Starbucks has a community. Patagonia has a community, right? So even for that solopreneur, what should they be establishing? A community. And how do you develop a community? By purpose. Who you are and finding those who have the same purpose. Now, if you are driving your business, and you're like, well, ultimately what I'm trying to do is put food on the table. I'm going to say, no kidding. Everybody needs to put food on the table, right?
Right.
The people you're selling to, still, they need to put food on the table too. That's, and we get that. So no, we're not trying to like camouflage the fact that everybody needs to make money.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
But the money is the part that comes after fulfilling a purpose. It is the KPI. It is the residual. It's not what you're in business for, because here's the thing I see time and time again. When I've met with somebody and I'm like, what's your purpose? Well, I want to generate profit. Okay, here's what happens. Let's say you say, I have a 3 million annual revenue goal. I want to hit that. I want to hit that in a year. Okay, you hit that. What did you satisfy? You will eventually plateau. If you ever watch statistics and you look at annual revenue generation, there's distinct revenue plateau marks. It's hard to get to the 1 million. It's hard to get to 3 million. It's harder to get to 5. And it's harder to get to 10. Because if all you're after is profit, you're never going to build community. And it takes community, which is purpose, to really grow something, right? And that, to grow a brand, another problem people, like a misconception that they have about branding, is that brand is what you put out there, like to the external world. That is incorrect. A brand starts inside and then is communicated externally. So if you're not representing inside, if your employees and your whole team and yourself do not actually carry the values that you say your brand is, it means nothing to the outside world. And so it will never work.
So I'm going to stop right there and we're going to come back, because this is getting juicy. And these are things that are not really talked about the way they need to be talked about, especially I've had meetings with marketing companies in the past, and we've only talked about who's your target market, what are your goals, where are you advertising now? It was all external things. We didn't address the internal. And I can tell you, I have ran across businesses that their whole mindset was about this, you know, this new terminology, getting the bag. And it's like, wait a minute, if that's the only reason why you're in business, what about the customer experience? That customer experience brings people back. So I love the direction that we're going in, because we're going to hit on some of those things today, it sounds like. But I do have to stop for a couple of commercial breaks here, and then we'll cycle back around. So one moment.
Silly. I'm Tracy Pompey, Vice President.
This organization, brought together through tragedy, is committed to bringing about change and accountability regarding the abuse and neglect of nursing facility residents.
By being a voice for change and quality care over profit, join us in this fight. Email us, jc4nfvictims@gmail.com, 804-839-1833, or 804-252-7973. We are their voice.
Are you tired of riding through neighborhoods hoping and wishing one day it can be you? Well, stop the car and shut the front door. Today is your day. Contact the professionals at Exit Resource Realty. We can help you whether you're buying, selling, or just in the market and not sure where to start. We have resources no matter what stage of the game you're at. Contact us today at 804-509-5999. Again, that number is 804-509-5999. We look forward to hearing from you.
Attention, small business owners. Boost your brand with me, Coach E, with radio advertising. Reach a wider audience and skyrocket your sales. Affordable packages are tailored just for you. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your business. Contact me, Coach E, today at 410-845-1384 and let your business success story unfold on the airwaves. Your success, our priority. Coach E's radio ad space, where businesses thrive.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. I am your host, Coach E, and you are tuning in to Coach Talk. And today we have with us our brand specialist. I want to call her brand specialist extraordinaire. Miss Tiffany Green. And we are digging into branding and how branding, we normally think from the external, but we need to start thinking internal. In how the brand impacts everything. It impacts your delivery in the market, what channels you use to deliver to the marketplace, and it controls how are you really going to get in front of that real target market. You don't know how to talk to them if you don't understand your purpose, because they so go hand in hand together. And so I stopped before you could really get into more about the branding. So I want us to kind of pick up, because like we were heading in the direction, your brand is heavily dependent on your purpose.
For power people, which is what I founded, I want to say that if you look at, because there are a lot of things you just said there. And so let me start to say brand is purpose. If you look at my brand, right, empower people. I encourage you to look at empowerpeople.org, mpwrpeople.org. And the reason why I'm going to do that is you're going to be like, wow, I've never seen a consulting company look like that before. Right. And I had people tell me, like, is that safe? I mean, nobody else is doing it that way. I said, no, that's exactly what I want to do, because we aren't like everybody else. Right. We are different. Mm-hmm. And our purpose is very well understood, and it's very important to speak that message in all the ways that I can and all the means that I can, right? And so if I am trying to be approachable, I am trying to be uplifting. If my brand is trying to do that, then, mm-hmm. you know, the typical consulting sophistication and we're elite does not work.
No.
Right. And so when you think about marketing, and this is what's so important, there's this disjointment when people think about branding and marketing, and we'll help people. So they kind of think, is it like, yeah, are they sisters? Maybe they're related, but they're kind of isolated. They're almost in their own silos. But the reality is branding is the parent. Marketing is the child, right? So branding has to come in and say, this is our purpose. This is what we stand for. Every single message that goes out there, every single email, every single invoice, every single piece of communication needs to represent the brand. So when you talk about marketing, right? So when you fraction it off, you're like, okay, branding, yeah, we got that. Let's just talk marketing. Let's start segmenting our contact database and let's communicate this way to this segment. And we're going to communicate this way to a completely different segment. Now, this is where it becomes problematic. It's good to segment your contacts. It's good to personalize the messaging based on your segment. But this is where they make a mistake. Are you changing your brand when you do that?
Wow. That's what I was thinking about. Your brand voice is shifting, you know, because the voice has to stay the same, which is your brand. Your brand is speaking for you.
So when you're segmenting, it's not segmenting your brand into partitions. It's segmenting the personalization. I would challenge anybody, especially those like small businesses and the solopreneurs who are like finding themselves having to change their voice based on segment. Is that segment right for you? Are you trying to fish in the wrong pond? Which are the ponds that you're communicating with that actually reflect your purpose? Because if that's when it's easy like that, guess what? That's your community.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a target market. So if you look at marketing, you look at market research and you evaluate how marketing research was done over the years, and we've all heard target market, we've all heard buyer personas, and we all know, well, we look at geography, we look at age groups, we might look at genders, we might look married, you know, all these things, right? Marital status. Those are important, but what we found out is that's less important than the psychographics. And what are psychographics? Psychographics come back down to purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're speaking the same language and you have similar values, that's the magic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're that business and you're feeling like you're that chameleon that every time you're having to change yourself, not only are you making your business that much harder, you're also decreasing your brand equity because people know when you do that. If you're a networking event and you're talking to one person and saying like, well, I believe this is a banker, so I'm going to have a completely different approach to them. And now I'm speaking to somebody in the marketing business and I'm going to be kind of bubbly. And yet people like notice this and they're like, you're not being authentic. Who are you?
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to get my business. And so what that does is it lowers your brand equity.
Which lowers your credibility, period. So let me ask you this, Tiffany, for those that are listening and they're like, look, I understand community are the ones that I can easily talk to because we have so much in common. But that's a problem for me because that community is not spending their money with me. And this happens. What do I do at this point? Is there something that I might be missing in my presentation of my brand? Or am I just speaking to the wrong bunch of people? And I understand that's a case by case situation. So if you could approach it for us from a generalized place, that would be great.
I'm loving the question because here's the thing. I've witnessed it so many times. Well, that market doesn't buy. They don't have the budget to buy our services. So I'm not, okay, what is your purpose? Well, I want to help those people, but they don't have the money to do it. So it takes the ingenuity to go, is it that you're setting up your product or service in a way that they can't reach it? Do you need to be innovative in your approach to that market? So, and that takes research That takes talking to them, and it, because it's not, but that's the innovative part, right? And that's mm-hmm. what sets you apart. So I've seen this all too well. Somebody will say, nobody goes after that market because there's no money there. Some of the best businesses that have ever been made are those who go, nobody's going there. How can we?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's about thinking about how you're going to reach that market differently. Not mm-hmm. can't, but how can you? But then the other question is, it's also a litmus test. Do you know your purpose, or are you after money? Because if it's all about money, you're willing to drop that target mark as fast as you did last week's garbage. Right.
And that's the reality of it. And I think, you know, everybody has moved to, I want to own my own business. I want to be my boss, my own boss. And it's nothing wrong with that. Right. But I think we have to be realistic of, are we doing it, like you said, for the money? Or is there something compelling me to want to do it? And, you know, as you stated earlier, we all need to pay our bills. So that's the purpose of being in business, is to create revenue, right? And eventually profit. So, I mean, you're not a business if you're not. You're not even a nonprofit if you're not. You know, people misconstrue even a nonprofit. Nonprofits make money. Okay. And so they're just, the federal government regulates them in terms of what they can write off and what they can't write. You know, they're basically, they don't have to pay the same taxes that we have to pay as for-profit business owners. So the bottom line to a business is to make money. So we're not taking that away. But I believe strongheartedly is that if you are running a business specifically for money, and we're talking about that 5-year window, because everyone knows that Coach E is all about helping you to make it past that 5-year window and then the 10-year window. So your business, you know, this is the thing going on. I want to leave my business for my children and my children's children. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you're not going to leave a business for generations if you are moving primarily on money. Just is not going to happen.
Oh, I love that.
And so we have to uncover purpose. And I love this, Tiffany, because you are diving into the very reason why Ford started, and you know why Amazon got started. Some of these big brands that we know, they didn't get started because I'm just going out here to make $1 million. They saw a need and they wanted to fill the need. That was their purpose.
To make the world a better place in some way. So when you look at most entrepreneurs, right? A lot of people think entrepreneurs equals money. Right? That's what they're in it for. And I'm not saying there aren't entrepreneurs who are. There most certainly are. But the most successful entrepreneurs are trying to leave the world in a better place, at least in the way they see it to be better, right? And so when you look at it from that component, that is, in fact, no doubt, purpose. And that's why when you were talking about like nonprofit, for-profit, both are purpose-driven. Right? There's in this mindset, nonprofit. Oh, well, that's purpose. Yeah, I get that. For profit is literally, it's a misnomer, right? Because we're saying it's for profit. But the reality is it's only dubbed that way because of the IRS and how the revenue and everything is taxed and what you can do with that. But it's not really to say that for profits are doing it just for profit.
Right.
So brand is so important because like you were saying, like if you are in business, you have this, you know, the legacy is I want my children to be able to take over this business. I want this to go, you know, generations. First of all, that's great. But remember, they got to live out their purpose too. So nobody has a crystal ball and to see into the future to go, this is what fulfills them. But let's say you are operating your business and you're not clear on your purpose and your business is not clear on your purpose, you're less likely to pass that business down to the next generation because they're going to see all the work that you've been putting into this business as a jail, not fulfilling. And the younger generations value purpose even more than our generations and older.
And I'm happy you bring that up because my kids have seen me in forms of business for pretty much their whole life. And so they've seen the struggles that come with entrepreneurship. I didn't have anyone to lay the roadmap out for me. I pretty much went against everything that was taught about, you know, how rich dad, poor dad says, go to school, get a good job. Well, my grandfather, he was a hard worker. He didn't finish school. So his goal was everybody was going to finish school. And I went to college, right? And I'm still trying to complete college. But that wasn't my area. My area was I always wanted to help people. And in that, I always identified different ways that I could help. And so businesses evolved. So my kids watched a woman actually with no idea of what business was other than you show up, you fill the need, and if you get paid, you get paid. And they were like, oh. So then I evolved from that woman to, okay, I got to get paid something because I got bills to pay. To evolve to, okay, I can't just keep giving it away for barely anything because I'm barely paying bills, I'm barely this. And I'm seeing all of this the same. They watch this journey. And so even though there's business inside of them, they had to overcome those sides of their mom that they watch. And one is persevering more than the other, right? Because it's three of them. But the bottom line is that we have to be mindful, even in this journey. I know you're probably saying, what does this have to do with anything, Coach E? Because I want us to be, give our kids grace. If they're younger and they're watching us build these businesses, give them grace. If they don't come out the gate and say, I want to pursue entrepreneurship or I want to run the business, as Tiffany was saying, in their mind, they're probably still looking back at the time that you were trying to figure it all out. They're like, oh, no. I want to go somewhere where it's all laid out. I show up, I punch the clock, and I walk away because they've been through the journey. So then you have to allow them to see on the other side and efficiently working. And if you never get to the other side and efficiently working, you have to understand it's not personal. It's just that they've made a decision that they don't want to repeat that. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of put a flag right there or a tab or something, because I believe in us having real talk along the journey as well.
I love that. And I know, like, I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, and next month it's going to be 14-year-old and 11-year-old because they both have their birthdays in May. And if my son has said that he would like to be in the business at some point, but he also has other interests too, which I find is very good, well-rounded. My daughter's like, no way. And there's a part of you when you do what you love, like most entrepreneurs, there's this little part of you that's like, oh, I wish they would. Man, I would. But remember, it's just like being an entrepreneur. You're not your own. You're really not your own boss.
You're really not.
That's a misnomer, too. You are in the business of serving. When you're an entrepreneur, you're in the business of serving. And who are you serving? As your customers or clients. So that's really who your boss is. Nobody is boss-less. And if you're running your business like your boss less, then you're not going to be successful.
And I'm so happy you said that, because I take it a step further. You're also accountable, because some people think, well, I'm not really, you know, it's my thing and I run it. And I'm like, no, there's a higher power beyond you that you have to be accountable to. So not only is there someone else bossing you around, which, like you said, is your clients, which we set boundaries with that, right? But still, there you still have somebody over you who is, you're going to think sometimes we forget that just because we don't suffer consequences all the time for our actions, that there isn't going to be a time where we have to be accountable. And I tell people, don't forget, there's going to come a time that you have to stand accountable for stuff. So you want to make sure that even as a leader, because that's what you are, you want to be the best leader as you can. It doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes and fumble the ball. It just means to be aware. To be aware of who you are and be aware that, like you said, Tiffany, you are a servant. You are a servant. The best leader and business person I know is Christ. He showed servitude in everything that he did and accountability to whom put him in position. And I think sometimes we miss that. We miss it because we're so caught in to the dollar. He had a purpose and he stuck to purpose all the way down till it was time to leave the earth. And he kept his accountability to the one that sent him with purpose. So when you say, what is your business's purpose? Do you even know personal purpose? Yet alone, you know, how can you evolve business if you don't understand you? And why you are here.
And nobody wants to follow somebody's purpose or leadership based on purpose that is about them. How many people want to go to work every day, go, yeah, I want to make that guy more money. That is what gets me out of bed every morning.
If you are that person, hey.
I haven't met that person yet. But there's nothing wrong with it. If that's who you are, that's fine. But like, I just haven't met you yet. But nobody gets out of bed going, man, I'm really excited to make Elon Musk more money today. That's really what I want to do. Like, that's not, nobody is fueled by that. Nobody is fueled by that, right? So purpose, when you're thinking, you got to know what your purpose is. And here's the kicker. You got to know what your business's purpose is. And your business's purpose, guess what? Isn't you. Because if it's all about you, that's a problem. And that's what I see. People say, you know, they'll talk about what is the number one stumbling block for most small businesses and nonprofits? Cash flow. And you know that cash flow is a big problem, right? But if I think it's ego.
I like that.
I think ego is.
For the listeners, explain why you believe it's ego and how you've seen it to be evident.
Because they go into business thinking, I am so sick of working for corporations. I'm going to be my own boss. I'm going to do things my way. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. That's all ego. All ego. So how does that sound to a client? Does that make you want to work with you? No. How does that sound to an employee? I mean, I might work for you because I need a paycheck, but don't expect me to be with you very long, right? So that's because so many people go into business as I'm unhappy with my current situation versus going into business because I have a purpose and I'm here to serve. Mm-hmm. If they go into business with a purpose mindset, it's a game changer.
Man, I know we were going to kind of stick in a certain amount of time. Do we have a little bit more time to work with here? Okay, good. Because this is getting really good. I have worked with brands or businesses, let me say businesses, business owners, and they didn't even realize they were a part of their brand. And not from an ego standpoint, but they were the first users. They were the first partakers of their product or service. And because they had so much success, they shared it with other people and they had success that they didn't realize that you are your brand because you have become the evangelist, not just because, oh, this is a good product. Let me show you that this is a good product. This is a good service. For you to use because it worked for me and I believe it's going to work for you. And so And I know you could probably spin that in so many different ways. And you know what? I'm just even hearing right now. Let me let you kind of go with that for a moment, because I've run into that so much, and people are so afraid to let that part come through their brand.
So I think I think when you look at a brand and they're like you say, an evangelist for a certain product or service, let's imagine, if you will, how many people who are listening have you been around that, and I'm going to use an MLM, like a direct marketing organization, like a pick one, doesn't matter. Mary Kay, Avon, name one, right? Mm-hmm. And everything comes back to the product or service. So they're this walking billboard all the time, 24/7 infomercial.
Right.
Do you invite them to lunch? No. Because here's the thing. A brand is about the service, not the product. A brand is not about the service. It's not about the product. It's about your purpose. So the conversation always has to be about, what does the client need? What should it be about with an employee? What does the employee need? What is your purpose? And guess what? Once I really get to know you, then, and I feel like my product or service is going to be of benefit to you, then I'll bring it up. You know what? You were just talking about this pain point. Let me tell you about this thing that I've been using, and it's made a world of difference. And let me tell you how. But when you're walking around as the billboard, do you ever feel like you're like a cockroach that entered a room and everyone scurries away? Because you're no longer a brand. That's not branding. That's good old-fashioned salesmanship that used to work back in the day. And the only reason why it worked back in the day was because, and I mean back in the day. I'm not talking our grandparents back in the day. I'm talking maybe our great-great-great-grandparents. Because there weren't all these channels to communicate.
Yeah.
So anytime they were in a room with people, you bet they had to use that as an opportunity to be like a billboard. We don't need to do that anymore. That's the advantage of being today. So don't do that. That is not branding. Branding is always, so that's the thing, right? As I said at the beginning of the show, branding starts internal and then external. Mm-hmm. Learn the people you're talking to first. You know, we always hear it, you know, if you've taken any sales training, what's the number one thing they talk about? Active listening, right?
Yeah.
A brand can only do well if you are actively listening. Actively listen first before you talk about the product or service.
Yeah. 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 I 100% agree with that. And man, I'm trying to figure out where we're going to end, because I don't want to...
Will we?
I don't want to.
I think the interview continued.
I think so too. I think so too. I think we've given a lot of information today, at least the groundwork of what you need to start considering, whether you're getting started, whether you're already started, and maybe you're plateauing and you're just like, oh, why do I keep getting to this place where I can't go any further? Or why am I so uncomfortable with my presentation of my company? To the world, you know? And I say to the world, because if your company is on the internet, you're no longer just locally representing yourself. You're globally representing yourself. And that's the joys of the internet. That's the joys of social media. And, you know, and back, you know, years ago, you could say, I want to be a global company. And you had to jump through all of these hoops to become a global company. But now we can be talking, let's say in Virginia, where Tiffany and I are, and you could be in China or Australia listening to this, and it's applicable to you over there. And so I want everyone to understand, it's not just in your local market anymore. The internet has given you storefront on a platform that goes everywhere, internet is accessible.
Can I add something to that? Yes, absolutely. So think about the earlier question you asked me, which is what happens if they're going after the market and they're like, oh, they just won't pay, or if they don't have enough. Well, maybe it's because they're focusing on a geographic area because they think, well, I'm in Virginia Beach, so I need to be selling in Virginia Beach. But maybe those with purpose aren't in Virginia Beach. Maybe those with a similar purpose are in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to Des Moines, Iowa. And I don't mean you have to fly there. Exactly what you just said. Online. You can do it online.
Yes, yes. And I'm happy that you brought up, you don't have to fly there, right? Online, we have so many tools now. We have Zoom, Google Meets, we have Teams, we have StreamYard. There are just so many tools that are available to you that can get you into those places without you having to fly. So it's not about anymore, I have to have this huge budget to get in front of my audience. Even down to the paid advertising, and I know we're gonna talk about that on a whole different show. If you understand your brand and within that, who you're delivering to, you don't have to have this ginormous ginormous budget for paid advertising. You don't have to have that anymore. A lot of things shift when we understand our brand. Did you want to add something to that, Tiffany?
Yes, I think the most important thing, is you need to understand your purpose and the purpose of those you serve and the target. So let's just say, I'm going to use this as an example. If you are, let's say you are a CPA firm, you're an accounting firm focused on helping businesses. And you're focused on taxes. And so who are you reaching? Small business owners. Do you know what small business owners, a good chunk of small business, I mean, not the whole, but a majority of small business owners, do you know what they like to do in their free time? They like to run marathons.
You just taught me something.
Yay! So if you say, I want to go find business owners, I need to market to them. Maybe you need to go have a bottle booth at your marathon. Is that expensive?
Not at all.
Not at all. So that's what I'm saying. Once you understand the psychographics and the purpose of those you're trying to reach, you're no longer casting these wide nets.
Yeah.
I always say you want to fish in a stocked pond, not the ocean. How do you fish in a stocked pond is knowing your community.
Yep.
So you can be in a major metro area and it feels like overwhelming. Well, wouldn't everybody be my target market? No. Purpose. What's their purpose? Purpose alignment. Go after their community.
Absolutely. This has been a great talk, Tiffany. And I pray that everyone that has listened has been able to pull away something to help them to get to the next place in business, because a lot of businesses fail, but they fail because they don't have the information and the tools. You know, knowledge is power. But once you get the knowledge, application is key. So, we gave you knowledge today. Now it's about applying. And you might say to yourself, look, I'm overwhelmed. You know, one of the episodes we had, we talked about entrepreneurship with depression and anxiety. And there are a lot of mental health issues that arise because of entrepreneurship. You know, the loneliness that you sometimes feel because of isolation, because I got to get the business together. Then the anxiety that builds, which is really fear on steroids. And then you're talking about depression, right? So all of these things can gear it, and it's I hate to say this, but it's not uncommon. It's probably more common than you even think. And so you may be saying, I have all of this going on and I hear what you're saying, but I need some help to apply what is being said. I can't do it by myself. And I'm so happy that you said that, because you're going to have an opportunity to either maybe it's just a simple question, and you can email us at coachtalksshow@gmail.com. But you may say, Coachy, no. I really need help with this brand of mine. I need some big help. And that's good. That's why we have Tiffany on the show today. Tiffany, can you tell people the best way to contact you so that they can see if they even qualify to be a client? Because I use the words qualify because a lot of times people come on thinking that everybody that calls or reaches out to them for my show, it's going to be a client and a quality client. But everybody doesn't fit everybody's mold. And so it's a qualifying thing, not just on your end, Tiffany, but on the consumer's end or the business's end. It has to be a unified thing. It got to work together. And you can talk about that a little bit and then just kind of move into how they will reach out to you from there.
Absolutely. So what you just said, I call purpose alignment. My purpose and their purpose have to be aligned in order for us to work well together. So who makes a good client for me and for a brand strategy is somebody who is, I don't think you're going to be surprised by this, purpose driven and growth minded. So let's say you just want a brand refresh, but you're like, I'm okay with where I'm at. I'm not looking to grow anything. I mean, I'm happy to answer some questions, but we're probably not going to be the best relationship, because what I'm looking for, who I work best with, is somebody, again, purpose-driven and looking to grow their business. So if you're at, I don't know, you're just starting out and you're like, the world is, I want to conquer the world, I'm here. If you were somebody who's like, I'm at just, this is a side hustle, but I'm looking to make this full-time. I want to leave the current career or job I'm in right now. I can help you. If you are somebody who's also at the, I have grown this business. We're at like 5 million. I want to branch out into new target markets. Hello, I can help you. So literally what's really important, purpose driven, you're not just in it for the profit. We won't work together if that is your main primary focus. If you're unsure of what your purpose is, but it's kind of in there, but you're having a hard time expressing it, I can work with that. But if literally all you're after for is profit, not a good fit. And if you're not growth minded, again, not a good fit. How you can reach me is best by email, because I'm in and out of meetings. So please email me. TJ, that stands for Tiffany Joy, green with an E at the end. I'm not the color. At empowerpeople.org. That's empowerpeople.org.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. And I like that. I'm not the color.
And please, whatever you do, don't call me greenie. I've had people do that. It's silent.
Oh, goodness. Tiffany, it has been a blast having you on today. Oh, man. And I can't wait till you come back. I'll try to get you on at least once a month or once every other month, because I know that some of the main things that people fumble on is marketing, and branding is the key. If your brand is not together, it doesn't matter what kind of marketing or advertising you do. It's just what it is. Yeah. And so I want to have you on as often as I can so we can help people get to, that 6-year marker and still keep chugging along and not, running out of fume. Running out of fuel on the way. Like, we want to keep you moving. So thank you, everyone, for tuning into this episode of Coach Talk. where we had the opportunity to talk to Ms. Tiffany Green, founder and owner of Empower People. She is a brand specialist. She eats, sleeps, and dreams this stuff. And I say that because I've had an opportunity to talk to Tiffany about something totally different. And she was already in my brand. This is what she does. This is what she does. And so I encourage you, if you fit into that bracket and what she had spoken about, you don't have to do, and she's Tiffany, don't get me for this. Okay. She's affordable. It's not like her prices are out of the roof for the services that she offers. She knows who her market is. And so when she created her pricing, she did it accordingly. So my thing is, it's no longer a matter of who or what or can I. It's a matter of when I, and let's do it now. It's, you don't have to do this alone. And that was the purpose of Coach Talk and Coach E coming out onto the radio and onto podcast world so that you can have the tools that you need to succeed. So now that I've gotten off of my soapbox.
Well, my purpose is to empower as many people as possible. So I want to be affordable, because if I'm not, you know, my purpose is a long lasting legacy.
Yeah. And I think if you think about your business and you think about what Tiffany just said, and you said, look, I want my company around for generations. And here's the other thing that we didn't talk about. Even if your children chooses or your grandchildren chooses not to run it, there are people that you can put in place that can run it, and they can still reap the harvest of your efforts that you put in early on. So it can do this. And if your thing is about legacy impact, you want to impact the legacy, impact generations, and leaving a great legacy of business, give Tiffany a call. Don't let your dream just wither away because you don't know what to do or you've hit a roadblock. There are people that can help. So you all have a blessed and fantabulous rest of your day. This is Coach E, and I pray nothing but blessings and prosperity on each one of you. Have a good one until we chat again.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.